I mean, I'm basically like, what if Connor Hayward was a fat slob?
Speaking of Hayward,
clip that for the intro.
Done. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco. I'm here with my co-hosts, Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. I have two words for you both. Snow game. Let's go. Woo!
That was definitely a snow game, for sure.
It was cool. It looked good.
Yeah, it was cool because I, like, showed Kate, and I was like, look at the snow's coming down. And then she was, like, doing something else. I was like, look at it now. She's like, oh, my God. I was like, look at it now. She's like, holy shit.
5 minutes later, hey, check it out. Oh.
And then she was like, when do they stop games? I was like, not for this. And I showed her the Calvin Johnson face mask thing, and she was like, oh, my God, they play through this? I was like, you bet your ass they do. It's the best football on earth.
Yeah, it is.
There was like 91 combined points in that Eagles-Lions game, too.
Yeah, it was crazy. Well, it's because the defense was just slip-sliding everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. So we're, of course, referring to Thursday Night Football. But before we get to that, Mike, how's your day going?
It's going pretty good. The Warriors are barely beating the Pelicans of all teams. But, yeah, it's going pretty good.
In this house, we hate the Pelicans. They beat the Kings 6 times last season. 6 times!
6 times! Holy shit.
6 times! They played them 4 times.
That's too many times.
They played them 4 times in the regular season. They played them in the Emirates NBA Cup playoffs. And then they played them in the play-in game. They beat them 6 times last year. I hate the Pelicans so much.
I hate them, too.
And the bird.
I am completely bird. Ambivalent toward the Pelicans.
I feel like the Pistons and the Pelicans have absolutely. It's like how I feel about like
the Pistons,
the Jags. Like as a Niners fan, it's like, okay, you exist.
Yeah,
you exist over there.
I'm too. My basketball team has sucked butt for like 5 years. So actually, even longer, to be honest. So it's not great.
My team. You want to talk about a team sucking butt for a long time. Woo-wee, Lifetime Achievement Award for the Kings. They have one title. Who can tell me what war was going on when that title was won?
Korean.
Correct. Woo! Mike, how's your day going? I have the Warriors have won a title more recently than that. Let's see. What wars have been going on? Afghanistan.
Iraq. Yeah. The Iraqi war.
Mike, how's your day going?
It's going good. How about yourself? How was your day?
Wet.
Yeah, it's been wet for sure.
Pretty easy day. Cars that needed to go home went home. I'm chilling in Cedar Rapids at work. All right. So let's talk about last night's game. Cleveland Browns 24, Pittsburgh Steelers 19. Not what we expected in terms of the final score, but shout out Cleveland. Everybody was there in a blizzard. Yeah. To watch the Browns beat the Steelers. And that's real football hatred right there.
Yeah. Yeah, those fans. My team's 2-8. No chance. But the Steelers are coming to town, and I fucking hate those guys.
Yeah. Everybody was talking about, wow, the Browns are such good fans. No, the Browns hate the Steelers. The Browns fans hate the Steelers. So if you have an opportunity to watch them lose, you take it.
Yeah, especially in a really stupid game like that. I mean, you lost to Jameis going bozo.
Yeah, Jameis. Oh my God, Jameis on that touchdown. It's like the bozo gods willed it, because David Njoku dropped a touchdown that all of us would have caught.
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
And professional NFL pass catcher David Njoku dropped it, and then Jameis just does his own Rosencopter to get into the end zone to score that touchdown, and then. We got a David Njoku redemption on the 2-point conversion. So we talked about it. It's a snow game. There's hard to take some fantasy stuff from it because the second half was so monstrous. But the first half, there's still some things that I think are worth talking about. So especially the usage here. So Walker, you wanted to know about if either Steelers running back was a start. And I kind of think we saw like Jaylen Warren might have taken the reins there.
Well, Najee Harris still had more touches, and I think he's going to continue to have more touches, but Jaylen Warren was definitely involved. It was a heavy run game plan for the Steelers with the weather. and Warren got in the end zone. That's really what saved his day. He got in there. Najee didn't. That's pretty much the main difference.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the exact numbers here, but Najee was barely used inside the 10 and inside the 5, and that was all Jaylen Warren territory. And granted, that probably had to do with them rotating drives, which seemed to be what they were doing. It seemed to be a handful of Najee snaps, a handful of Warren snaps. So it was probably just Warren's turn. But I'm still not enthused about Jaylen Warren. Najee Harris, like we talked about it last, well, we alluded to it last night on Blue Sky. It's like Twitter, but without Nazis. about how the offensive line wasn't giving Najee anything to work with. Like, no. Especially if you watch the the alternate cam that they have on Amazon, it was like they were getting no push up front, like none whatsoever. And so Najee was just like he was running into a wall every time. So, you know, if you have these guys, there's like not much to do with them. Like you're keeping them around and, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, going forward. Najee had 18 touches in this game. Like on paper, that's what you're looking for. It's just it didn't work out today or yesterday.
Yeah. So speaking of not working out, George Pickens, 4 for 48, 7 targets. Who was he trying to fight after the game?
Greg Newsom.
Greg Newsom. Okay. I just saw him trying to fight somebody after the game and I was like, what you doing, man? Yeah.
He wasn't even going after the Hail Mary. He was had like his arm hooked around Newsom's helmet and was like trying to throw him to the ground.
Oh yeah. That's football. That's football, baby.
That's right. Not football.
Russell Wilson sucks now. Can we talk about how Russell Wilson is pumpkining in front of our eyes?
Russell Wilson was good yesterday.
He was okay.
21 for 28 for 270 and a touchdown in the snow.
21 for 28, but there was a lot of getting bailed out. I wasn't impressed by Russ yesterday.
I thought he was pretty good. I'm going to be honest.
Right. I mean, he was all right.
He made some good throws down the field.
I mean, that's Russ. I mean, Russ could roll out in a wheelchair and he'd hit at least one moon ball per game.
I don't know. I think I think you want Russ to be bad, and so you're seeing that.
I don't want Russ to be bad. Russ was my sleeper for the Steelers this season. I don't want Russ to be bad.
I don't know. I don't get it, really. His QBR was good. His quarterback rating was good. His completion percentage was good. His yards per attempt was good.
He lost a fumble. Watch the game. It's not in the numbers. Got him. Woo, let's go. Mike.
I did watch the game.
Nope, you didn't. Mike, any thoughts about the Steelers or is it just kind of, did we already cover it? I mean, Walker's box score scouting Russ over here, but other than that.
Calvin Austin had a pretty good game.
He caught one of those moon balls, those aforementioned moon balls.
Yeah.
Three targets.
Yeah, 3 targets, 3 catches, 78 yards and a touchdown.
But
he made the most of them.
Yeah, outside of that, I think that's pretty much it for the Steelers.
Yeah, it was a bad game to start, and then the snow started, and it was like, oh, well, nothing of value is going to happen in this game.
I just wanted to mention, I mean, Pat Freiermuth still only got 4 targets, so that's not really very good, but he did have 4 for 59 on those 4 targets, so he's still playing pretty well. It's just he's not that big of a part of the offense.
Yeah, I mean, four.
Jaylen Warren was second on the team in targets.
Darnell Washington was only one behind him. So,
yeah.
Cool. Arthur Smith's gonna Arthur Smith.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't have a Michael Pruitt play.
Oh, maybe he did. Maybe he did, but Michael Pruitt's like, I don't play in the snow, boss.
That's Connor Hayward territory.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the Browns. My question was, how many of these wide receivers can you start in this game? I think we didn't expect the snow to be this bad, but Jerry Judy kind of balled out. He had some, like he bailed Jameis out on a bunch of these catches, 6 for 6, 85 yards. I think Jerry Judy, I'll ask you about this. Is Jerry Judy working his way into weekly start territory? Like must start?
I think so. I mean, the last 4 weeks, he's averaging almost 17 points per game. I think he's definitely a starter right now.
Yeah, I agree. Every week he's putting at least double digit points up on the board. So for sure start.
Yeah, the only game down the stretch that gives me pause is that he does get Sertan next week. But other than that.
Yeah,
and Tillman might not even play because he's going to be in concussion protocol.
Yeah. Thursday to the next week, they usually do a pretty good job of clearing that. They usually shake off the cobwebs.
Yeah, I would imagine he probably clears it, but just something to monitor.
Something, yeah. And then Elijah Moore. The second that I believe in you, Elijah Moore, I should have learned my lesson.
Yeah, he made one cool catch and went 3 for 21 on 5 targets.
Yeah, and David Njoku, 1 for 5, 9 yards and dropped that touchdown. So we talked about that. Nick Chubb doesn't have the juice right now.
No.
And that's not even stat line scoring. That is in the first quarter before one snowflake fell. One snowflake fell. What is this? The damn, I don't know. Insert
January 6th.
Yeah, January 6th. There was a play where he went through, I think it was the A-gap, and there were two Steelers there. Classic Nick Chubb cuts it back and is gone. And in this one, he kind of like shuffles and then gets tackled because he doesn't have the change of direction right now. And
no.
I'm not saying that Nick Chubb is washed. I'm not at all. But what I'm saying is Nick Chubb is still feeling the effects of his knee exploding last year. And I don't know if he is what he was right now. And next year he'll be 20. He turns 29, 2 days after Christmas this year. So next year is probably going to be his last year of viability. And I don't know if he has it this season. It's rough.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
The knee injury was bad timing.
Yeah, it was real. You get those knee injuries when you're like 27 as a running back. You're going to struggle to like have anything ever again.
Yeah. I mean, look at Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley. Me and Todd Gurley got two bad knees. He has arthritis in his knees just like me. And that's why I was like, Todd Gurley, no, you're not going to be good for a long time because you're going to have bad knees. All right. I mean, there's not much else to take from this game. Jameis Winston went bozo mode. That is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm also wondering, I'm thinking that Jameis Winston, I was trying to figure out, I think Jameis Winston did the thing where you're a bad man and then you go too far to the other way and you become like hyper religious. And I think that's what happened to Jameis.
Oh yeah. He's like absurdly religious now. Yeah. It's very weird.
I think that was his attempt to find salvation. Like his attempt to like be not a bad man anymore. And then he went like, he's one of those people that's like, I won't do bad things because then God will be mad at me. And it's like, well, how about you just don't do bad things?
Have
you
right. that? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, but as long as he's not doing bad things.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. So, all right, let's talk about Sunday's game. So we've got six teams on bye: Atlanta, Buffalo, Cincinnati, New Orleans, the Jets, and the Jags. So, shorter slate of games this week, and there's some real bozo shit going on this week. So we're going to start off with Walker's Bozometer game of the week. Vikings 8-2 at the Bears 4-6. Minnesota 3-point favorites, 39.5-point over under. Injuries in this one for the Vikings: Nick Muse and Gabriel Murphy are both questionable, and Josh Oliver is out. For the Bears, Kieran Emegdigi is questionable with a calf injury. DeAndre Swift is questionable with a groin injury. That's actually a better designation than I thought he was going to have because he's been struggling this week to practice. And then safety Elijah Hicks and Ryan Bates, an offensive lineman, are out this weekend. So Walker, we're actually going to start with your question because I had some notes that I forgot to pull up. Let's start with your question about the Bears.
Yeah, I all my questions this week are players on the same team, which one is going to score more fantasy points straight up?
Straight up.
Caleb Williams or DJ Moore?
DJ Moore is the wide receiver 3 on the team now.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is by targets.
I don't care. Did you see how he was used last week? Way more than Keenan Allen.
Oh, no. Well, Keenan Allen sucks now. I'm sorry, he's the wide receiver 2. I take it back. Keenan Allen's the wide receiver 3. Take it back. He's the wide receiver 2 on the team.
I was going to say.
Sorry. He is a wide receiver 3 for fantasy. He is the wide receiver 2 on the team. Keenan Allen sucks butt. Sorry. Sorry about that. My bad.
Yeah, Keenan Allen, you suck butt, and you're fat.
Yeah, remember when you were fat, buddy? He's just like me. So yeah, I think it's going to be Caleb Williams. Granted, it's not a great matchup, but I think that DJ Moore is getting rolled back. And so that means more for Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze and Cole Kmet and all that stuff.
Back. What is this, Walmart?
That's right. Maybe his prices have never been lower, Walker. Dynasty voice. You'll never buy lower on DJ Moore. So, yeah, I think it's going to be.
You've Caleb never voice. Bought this low on any player.
I think Caleb is going to get like, I don't think Caleb's going to get a lot. Let's be clear here. I think he's going to get like 14 fantasy points, but DJ Moore is going to get like 9.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, what about you?
I'm going to go with Caleb here. With his running, he should put up some points and then throw for a couple touchdowns. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Caleb.
Okay.
All right.
I have a different opinion. I don't care for Caleb this week. I would have him projected for about 12 points, I would say. And I think DJ Moore is like a fringe wide receiver too. So I would have him at like 13, 14. So I think I'll go Moore. I don't think it's a big difference, but I think Moore is a guy you should start this week.
So, Walker, if you had a super flex spot, you would put DJ Moore in it over Caleb?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to make some trades. I'm going to move some players around. I'm going to put DJ Moore and Caleb Williams on your roster and test your mettle.
No.
No. All right. My question, same as last week, are we benching Sam Darnold? The Bears' defense has been very good lately. They have allowed over 300 passing yards just once this season. It was to Jaden Daniels. So what, 80 of that was on one pass? It was the Hail Mary game. That also was Jaden Daniels' only touchdown that game. They've only allowed multiple passing touchdowns to one quarterback this year. Former number one overall pick, Trevor Lawrence. Only quarterback with multiple passing touchdowns against them. And the only quarterback that, like I said, to throw over 261 passing yards against them has been Jaden Daniels on the Hail Mary. Jordan Love had 261 last week, but I want to know, like, Sam Darnold's been a borderline start. I think at this point we can bench Sam Darnold against this Bears pass defense.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I also agree. I have Darnold at 17 this week.
Okay.
And it's a thin week.
Yeah, it's 17 of 26 this week. And right. Let's be, it's 17 really of 25, because I'm guessing Brandon Allen is your last ranked quarterback.
Yeah, he's the only one that didn't make it, yeah.
Yeah. So who was 26 before Purdy went out?
Minshew,
that's what I thought. Okay.
That is time.
Okay, real quick, Aaron Jones or Javonte Williams?
Aaron Jones,
yeah.
Aaron Jones or Kareem Hunt? No Isaiah Pacheco this week.
Aaron Jones.
Kareem Hunt.
All right. Aaron Jones or last one, either of the Buccaneers guys.
Jones.
Bucky Jones.
Jones, yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, we all got the Bears winning this one. Let's go. Lions, Colts. Let's skip this game. Nobody cares about this game. Lions are 9-1. Colts are 5-6. Detroit 7-point. Road favorites, 49.5 point over under. For the Lions, Enos Rakestraw Jr. is out. Terrion Arnold and Emmanuel Mosley are questionable. For the Colts, Tyquan Lewis is questionable, and Bernard Raymond is out. Gentlemen, you have the floor. It's a Mike and Walker fight.
We all have Mike and I are going to have a Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson bout. As I am the younger one, I will win. Yeah. And
probably in more in shape too.
The Lions, I don't know about that. Don't put that to the test, please.
Walker versus, yeah, Jake Paul.
No, I would get beat up by Jake Paul and it'd be very embarrassing. I think that the Lions will win. We all do, actually. And my question regarding the Lions is, who will score more points, Jameson Williams or Sam Laporta?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go J-Mo.
Yeah, I think it's J-Mo pretty easily. I mean, am I crazy that Sam Laporta probably isn't going to get that many targets this week because J-Mo's back? I mean, Colts are middle of the pack against wide receivers and tight ends, so I'm not really interested in playing the matchup game there. But it kind of also feels like if it's J-Mo and Sam Laporta, it's almost always going to be a J-Mo week.
I mean, that's how it's gone for the most part. Yeah. Neither guy probably gets that many targets, honestly. And J-Mo tends to be able to do more with his targets because he's so fast. So I think I would agree. I'd go Jameson, but just for reference, I have Laporta as tight end 6 this week and Williams as wide receiver 25.
Okay. And where do those guys usually end up ranking out for you, like when they play? Because I know Jameson had the 2-game suspension, but is 6 and 25 higher, lower, or kind of normal?
I would say very slightly higher than usual. Like Laporta would probably be like tight end 9. Williams would be around like wide receiver 30, maybe.
Okay. All right. Mike, do you agree, disagree? How do you feel about that assessment of J-Mo versus Sam Laporta?
Yeah, I agree. I just think that J-Mo is just going to be the heavier target here. So that should put backseat to Sam Laporta. I just hope it doesn't go back as far as what the first 5 or 6 weeks where Sam Laporta wasn't doing anything. Or pretty close to anything. So I hope that Laporta does have at least some fantasy value performance, but it's not going to be as good as Jameson Williams.
Yeah. So I think this is going to be a game where there's probably going to be one or two big dumb plays, and then it's going to be a lot of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. Who scores 2 touchdowns this week, Jahmyr Gibbs or David Montgomery? One of the two will.
Montgomery.
Neither. Oh. They both get 1.
Oh, wow. Heard it here first. Walker hates the Lions.
Jahmyr Gibbs 1, David Montgomery 1, Amon-Ra St. Brown 1, Sam Laporta 1.
I'm and listening.
Then a random 5th one.
And then, the 5th one goes to...
I don't know, Shane Zylstra.
Yeah, Brock Wright Zylstra. Again?
Rock right again, sure.
All right, that's it for the Lions. So, Mike, your team?
Yeah, my team doesn't have really much of a chance against Walker's team. So there's not even a debate here. But the only thing I got holding for me is maybe that streak will end where Lions will lose their first road game. But I severely doubt it. But my question is, does JT have a top 20 week in him?
I don't Jeff think so. I don't think so, Mike.
No.
The Lions run defense is so good. And Anthony Richardson has not been throwing the ball to Jonathan Taylor for obvious reasons. Because he's just going to run the ball. He'll just take off. So, I mean, it's hard to get away from Jonathan Taylor, but in this game, I would rank him 3rd among these running backs.
Yeah.
I would. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I would too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, DeAndre Swift versus Jonathan Taylor is like an actual question. So, what do you both think? DeAndre Swift or Jonathan Taylor this week?
I'd go Taylor. Especially if Swift banged up a little.
Okay.
I'm hoping Taylor, at least hopefully.
What about Anthony Richardson? Would we start Anthony Richardson or Sam Darnold?
Oh, that's tough. Probably Darnold.
I would go Richardson just based on the running value.
Anthony Richardson or Caleb?
Richardson.
Yeah, that's close. I think I'll go Richardson.
Okay. Are we going back to Josh Downs? had a good game last week with Anthony Richardson back. Anthony Richardson himself had a good passing game last week. So are we going to go back to Josh Downs? Because previously we had kind of feared that it was a Joe Flacco-led mirage for Josh Downs. Are we going to go back to him this week?
I would. I mean, obviously this is Mike's area of expertise, but I think Downs has been pretty clearly the best receiver on the team this year. And I don't see any reason why he wouldn't get force fed targets, especially the Lions are not that good at defending the slot. It's one of their weak points through the air. Amik Robertson's a great tackler and good fumble forcer, but he's not that great in coverage. I think Downs will have a very productive game. Plus, it's a really thin week past like the top 12, 14 receivers.
Yeah, so it's a bad week.
I have him at 15. And I mean, that's more a weak week than it is, you know, that I think he's an elite start this week. But I don't think there's really a way you can get away from him.
Okay, Mike, do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably the number one wide receiver, so I definitely agree there. And then I do like the Lions being kind of poor against wide receivers in fantasy. So it's going to really just depend on Anthony Richardson and what kind of game he's going to have. Is he going to have the kind of game he had last week against the Jets? Or is he going to have the kind of game that he had in his previous start before the Jets? And if he has that kind of start where he's just not clicking on anything, then it doesn't matter how bad a defense you're facing, they're gonna eat you alive. And you know, and that's definitely something that Richardson hasn't proven to be you know, someone that you can rely on getting a star like Josh Downs the ball on a consistent basis. So I'm a little worried. So I think wide receiver, I think you said 15. I think that's probably a good bet.
Josh Downs or Malik Nabers with Tommy Cutlets throwing the ball and he's banged up.
Malik Nabers probably.
Nabers.
Yeah, I think so too. Josh Downs or Courtland Sutton?
I go Downs. Yeah.
Downs. Okay. Last one, Josh Downs or Brandon Cooks if CD Lamb doesn't play.
Downs still.
Yeah.
All right.
Get Cooper Rush out of here.
Get Cooper Rush out of here. All right. Cooper Rush had 300 passing yards last week.
I don't care.
Only took him 55 pass attempts.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Second. So we all got the Lions winning. So secondary bozo game of the week. I think this was would this have been number two? Patriots Dolphins, Walker?
Yes.
Yeah. Another bozo game of the week. Patriots 3-8, Dolphins 4-6, Miami 7-point home favorites, 45.5-point over under in this one. For the Patriots, Jacqueline Roy is out. And I'm just going to read all of the questionable players: Christian Barmore, Vidarian Lowe, Dietrich Wise, Kyle Duggar, Marte Mapu, Keon White, Anthony Jennings, Cole Strange, Sione Takitaki, and Christian Gonzalez. For the Dolphins, Kendall Fuller is out with a concussion. And then Patrick McMorris, Isaiah Wynn, Alec Ingold, and Teron Armstead are all questionable. I think Teron Armstead has been questionable for literally every single game since we've started this podcast.
Like four consecutive years.
Yeah, four consecutive years of being questionable. All right, let's get the free space game out of the way, or free space team out of the way for the Patriots. Ramondre and Derrick Henry would be a heck of a duo. Ramondre and Hunter Henry. And that's it. Is that where we're rolling this week?
Yeah.
No, it's Pop Douglas.
No, it's a bad matchup for opposing receivers. Let me see. Yeah, I don't have a single Patriots receiver even in my top 50.
Yeah. Whoa. Dolphins, the top 5 defense against fantasy wide receivers on the season. They do a great job of stymieing opposing wide receivers. So, Mike, I had the same thought. I was like, Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, you know, four games with 6 targets. Like, you could possibly make it work. But the Dolphins are just they smash opposing wide receivers. So
they do.
I think Ramondre and Henry, and that's it. Or if you're Kevin Big Dynasty Drix picking up Antonio Gibson for some reason.
I can't imagine he's playing.
I know, but I was like, why did you do that?
It's a great question.
Does the meme, does he know? All right. So Mike, you wanted to talk about Tyreek Hill on the other side of the ball.
Yes, Tyreek Hill over under 80 yards this week.
New England hasn't been great against receivers. Hill has looked better since Tua has come back. He's slowly getting better as they regain that rapport. I'm going to go over in this one.
Let's see. So the Patriots have allowed, last week they allowed 2 100-yard receivers.
Oh.
So I'm going to say yes.
That was against the Rams, though, right?
Yeah. But you're telling me that Tyreek Hill can't muster 80 yards against a team that gave up 230 yards combined to Puka and Cooper Kupp?
No, I mean, I agreed with you. I was just mentioning that.
Oh, okay, I thought you were like, that's the Rams, though. I was like, yeah, but it's Tyreek Hill.
Well, yeah, Tua is not as good as Stafford, but I think he can get him the ball enough times that Tyreek can rack up 80 yards against a pretty porous defense.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think about 80, 85 yards is probably where we're going to finish. He's going to finish at.
Okay, Devon Achan is a must start.
He is correct? My running back one.
Mm. So you would start him in a one-person, one-running-back league.
That's right.
Right. What about Tua? So the three of the last four quarterbacks to go up against the
Patriots.
Thank you. I could not get the word out of my head. Have scored at least 17 fantasy points and 4 points per passing touchdown leagues. That's Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, and Matthew Stafford. So Tua or Sam Darnold? I'm just going to keep going back. I feel like Sam Darnold's like the line.
I would go Tua.
Yeah, I'd go Tua as well.
All right. Tua or Kyler Murray?
Definitely Kyler.
All right, Tua or I think that's all the guys on my my home team. I don't think I have anybody else. Tua or Tommy DeVito, Josh Dobbs, and Brandon Allen, who I've all picked up today because my opponent has Brock Purdy and no other quarterback other than. So he has two quarterbacks. It's a two quarterback league, but he has no third quarterback. So today, picked all those guys up.
Jeff, asshole.
He said, immediately after I did it, I got a one-word text message. It was just cock.
nice. I'm issuing an official challenge to Jeff Crisco.
Uh-oh.
That's time, by the way.
Oh, okay. Never mind. No challenge.
My official challenge to Jeff Crisco is start Tommy DeVito over Tua.
I can't do it, Walker. I have Roquan in that league, so I got to be playing games to win this week because I'm in trouble.
I have DeVito ranked ahead of Tagovailoa.
Oh, I can't do it. Let me think about it.
Tampa is so bad against opposing quarterbacks.
I know.
Truly awful.
He's one of my sleeper quarterbacks this week.
That's
he's
good.
Like 8% rostered.
Is Bo Nix still under 50%?
Oh, God, no. He's like 65 now.
Good.
Yeah. He was like 47 last week. So
what about Geno?
Geno hovers around 50%. Sometimes he's on the list. Sometimes he qualifies. Sometimes he doesn't. This week he doesn't qualify. I think he's at like 53.
All right. Then DeVito is my favorite streamer this week. Then.
Let's go.
Jeff yawning.
Yawning. cool, Walker. Thanks. All right. Don't start Raheem Mostert. Johnny Smith, I'm going to guess, is tight end 7 for Walker this week.
Tight end 9.
Damn it. Okay. So you're starting him. Great. Still widely available. You can go get him. So anything else to add for this game?
No. No, all right. It's so funny that Jalen Waddle isn't even a consideration anymore.
He was the face of the cut article this week. Get him off
He should have been.
Yeah, he's no good. I made a good reference. I was proud of it.
What was the reference?
The subtitle for it was, "You Got Any Grapes?"
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Waddle
away. All right. The third possible Bozo game of the week.
Yeah, all the bad ones are right at the start, and then like all the good ones are at the end.
Yeah, they turn into bangers. All right, Buccaneers, Giants. Buccaneers are 4-6. Oh, we all have Miami winning that last game. Buccaneers are 4-6. Giants are 2-8. We all have Tampa Bay winning this one. Tampa Bay 5.5-point road favorites, 41.5-point over under. Tyke Smith is doubtful for the Buccaneers. Jamel Dean, Mike Evans, Greg Gaines, Troy Hill, Zion McCollum, and Tristan Wirfs are questionable. Mike Evans is going to be playing this week. For the Giants, Bryce Ford Wheaton, Darius Masao, Kayvon Thibodeau, Micah McFadden, and Malik Nabers are all questionable. And they cut Daniel Jones. He gone.
Fired.
4 days.
Days from benched to fired.
4 days from Sunday. You're settling down. You've got Tommy DeVito versus Daniel Jones on the Cowboys.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
All right.
That would be really good.
All right, Mike, let's talk about Tampa Bay. You want to talk about, I think the main question for this team is this question.
Yeah, Rashad White or Bucky Irving?
Both. I'm punting.
Jeff.
Can't punt.
Jeff, always punting.
That's right. Call me goddamn Mitch Wishnowski, baby. I'm always punting.
Isn't he on IR or something?
He was hurt last week. I don't think he's on IR.
Okay, just this week. Okay. If I had to pick one, I'd go with White. Just because he tends to score more touchdowns. That's the only reason. It's Irving gets a few more carries. White gets like one or two more targets, but they're very evenly used. It's just that White's bigger. That's really the only difference.
Yeah, White, they like to run. I've noticed in the inside the red zone, like 15 yards and in, they run this little, they either run a Texas with White, or they'll run him like out like he's going to do a Texas and he just goes straight.
Yeah.
And Baker just kind of like dumps it over the linebackers and he scores a touchdown. He's done that like three times in the last month or so. I remember seeing him do it. So yeah, I would go with Rashad White. He's the touchdown man there. It is possible that they are like want to get Bucky Irving more involved. But it would mostly be rushing, I would probably say, in that. So you're still looking at more valuable targets to Rashad White, or more valuable touches to Rashad White, because they're targets, they're touchdowns. So I would probably go Rashad White of those two.
Mike, what's your opinion?
I like White. I think just because he's probably going to.
Whoa, calm down. What is this?
Twitter.
Twitter. I like it.
He's talking about Rice.
Right. Yeah, right Weiss. White Rice.
Right Weiss. Right Weiss. Right Weiss. Right Weiss.
not Walt Weiss, but White Rice. But yeah, Rashad White should be the one that leads this backfield.
Yeah, but I would start both of them this week.
You can.
Yeah, I think you can. I don't think either of them are great starts, but I don't think either of them are bad plays either.
That's another reason why I can't play Tommy DeVito, Walker, because I have Alvin Kamara and James Cook in that league.
Are they both on? They're both on bye.
They're both on bye. So I'm starting Bucky Irving and David Montgomery.
Oh, no, that's so bad. That's like a normal running back room.
I am starting both Gardner Minshew and Tommy DeVito and FA experts, though. So
nice.
All right. Mike Evans. Go ahead.
That's fine. Go ahead. I'll do it after the timer goes off so I don't waste time in the game.
Oh, I was going to say Mike Evans. I'm going back to him. He's the type of guy that if he's out there, I'm playing him.
Yep.
Completely agree.
All right. And then Baker, top five guy on the week for you, Walker?
Numero dos.
All right. What were you going to say, Walker?
I was just going to say I wanted to talk about the trade I made.
Let's hear today.
It was with Kev again. I received Chuba Hubbard and a 2025 mid-second round rookie pick, and he received Deontay Johnson and a 2025 early second round pick.
Oh, I think you got that.
You won that trade handily.
Yeah.
And that's what I think too, but I think Kev probably is still a target share truther with Deontay Johnson would be my guess.
Deontay Johnson has played like 35 snaps in three games.
Yeah, but I mean, he's going to be cut by the Ravens at the end of the after the end of the season or just let go. So he's going to sign somewhere else. I guess that's his hope.
Yeah, but has Kev considered that maybe Deontay Johnson is washed?
Yeah, I mean, he was a pretty unathletic third rounder from Toledo anyway. So he was always going to have a shorter career shelf life than, you know, like a DK Metcalf. Oh, there's time.
Okay. I think Mike and I both agree that you won that pretty pretty outright. Yeah. So, all right. We, like I said, we all got Tampa Bay winning this one. So we got Cowboys Commanders next game up. Cowboys are 3-7 and circling the drain. Commanders are 7-4. For the Cowboys, Marquise Bell, Jake Ferguson are both out. Zach Martin, Brandon Cooks, Trayvon Diggs, Chuma Edoga, Marshawn Nealand, Tyler Smith, and Nick Vigil are all questionable. Notably not listed there is CeeDee Lamb, who's banged up this week, but he will be playing for the Commanders. It's a good thing they traded for Marshawn Lattimore because he still hasn't played for them. He is out with a hamstring injury. That's where Nick Blore ended up. Nice. Javonte Jean-Baptiste and Austin Seibert are all questionable. Let's get the free space out of the way. You're starting CeeDee Lamb. Do not start anybody else with a D-A-L next to their name, except for, I guess, Brandon Aubrey.
Yeah, you could probably still play him because he might kick a 70-yard field goal.
Yeah. If I would say that Rico Dudu is desperation only. It's like Rico Dudu or Gus Edwards.
No, not even close. Gus Edwards is way worse. But I still wouldn't really play Dowdle necessarily. I mean, like, he would be in the conversation with, like, God, I mean, it's a tough week at the back end, but I mean, he'd be in the conversation with like Tank Dell.
Okay. Tank Dell has like a 47 yard over under this week, by the way. So how the mighty have fallen.
Or like a DeAndre Hopkins.
I would probably go Hopkins.
It's a good matchup, but yeah, I mean, I think you're playing the game where you're hoping for the ceiling with Hopkins because the floor is obviously higher with Dowdle because he's going to get way more touches.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think? Rico Dowdle or DeAndre Hopkins?
I'm probably go with Dowdle. I just can't trust Hopkins in that Kansas City offense. I think
he scores a touchdown this week. That's all.
Yeah. Well, if he definitely scores a touchdown, then it's clear. It's clear Hopkins.
That's right. And I can guarantee a touchdown.
Then Jeff has seen the future.
That's right. I'm Jeff Stradamus, bitches. All right. But that's it for the Cowboys. Yes to CeeDee Lamb, maybe to Rico Dudu. All right. Let's talk about the other side of the ball, which is Walker. You want to talk about Commanders? Yeah, I lost it there. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Austin Eckler or Zach Ertz this week?
Brian Robinson out?
No. Brian Robinson's playing. I'm going to go Austin Eckler here.
I'm going to go Zach Ertz.
Walker, what do you what are you going?
Yeah, I'm the tiebreaker. I would go with Eckler, just barely. Sorry, Mike. But it's a really good matchup. The running back defense for Dallas is awful. And their tight end defense is fine. So I think it'll be more of like a 4-for-40 type game for Ertz. And Eckler, I think, will catch quite a few passes.
Yeah, Cowboys are third in fantasy points allowed to opposing running backs. They are sixth in receiving yards allowed to opposing running backs as well. So they're just kind of a and then what's crazy is they're sixth in receiving yards, but they're 25th in receptions, which means that running backs are just going off when they get the ball against them.
Yeah, Yeah, that's well. They did have the one against the Lions where David Montgomery broke 1,000 tackles and ran for like 40 yards. So that contributed.
That's true. So, but yeah, I do think that I would go Eckler in this one. Brian Robinson, I think, is top five. Like, you cannot bench Brian Robinson this week.
I have him at 9, but yeah, I you definitely have to play him.
Yeah, I have him in the weekly thing that Waleed puts up on DraftKings. I have him in my lineup. So
nice.
And I hate Brian Robinson. That tells you how good of a matchup it is.
I think Brian Robinson is pretty good.
If he was so good, why did he get shot?
What about Ricky Pearsall? If he was so good, why did he get shot?
Well, what has Ricky Pearsall done in the last two games? Huh?
Well, he did literally nothing last game.
Exactly. That's why he got shot. Why he got clapped. I'm cool with the kids on the street. You got claps.
You got clapped.
Making the noise of the gun. All right. Anyways, all right. Let's get back to talking about this. You're starting Terry McLaurin. Jaden Daniels, last couple games has been struggling a little bit. But yep. I don't think there's a way you can really get around starting Jaden Daniels this week.
No way. You have to play him. It's a great matchup, and his season-long performance has still been really good. I mean, he's my quarterback one overall.
Oh, wow. Remember when Walker hated Jaden Daniels in the offseason?
Hated him.
More like hating Daniels.
Damn, got him. All right. That's it. You're not getting cute and starting like Olamide Zaccheaus or De'Ami Brown or Luke McCaffrey. You're not doing any of that.
No, you are starting Terry McLaurin.
I said that, yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, Terry McLaurin down week last week, but he's Terry McLaurin. He's like wide receiver 7 on the season or something. So, all right. Oh, boy.
What?
Next game?
Could be a blowout.
Will be a blowout. Chiefs-Panthers. Chiefs 9-1. Panthers 3-7. KC 10.5-point favorites. 42.5-point over-under. Isaiah Pacheco and Charles Omenihu will not be playing for the Chiefs. They have nobody else listed on the injury report. For the Panthers, Jadeveon Clowney, LeBrian Ray, Adam Thielen, DJ Johnson, Jonathan Brooks, DJ Wonnum, Eddie Pinheiro, Jalen Coker, Amari Barno are all doubtful, and Miles Sanders is out. Is that good?
No.
All right. Mike, you wanted to know about Patrick Mahomes in this game.
Yeah, is he going to be top 10 this week?
I kept him off the cut list specifically because I thought he was going to be top 10 this week. It's a depleted week. It's a crazy good matchup. I think he's going to be top 10 this week.
I agree. Quarterback 8 for me on the week.
Quarterback 8 this week. So I think the real question is Kareem Hunt. Where's Kareem Hunt fall for you, Walker, with no Pacheco coming back?
This might be Jeff's hated ranking of the week. Running back 2.
Ooh.
Maybe I won't be starting Bucky Irving in my home league then.
Excuse me?
I have Kareem Hunt. I had him on the bench because I was expecting Pacheco to come back. Please hold.
Oh.
I wish I hadn't taken my biggest flex in that league was not taking Bucky Irving off a taxi squad. So.
Wow, you caved. I can't believe it.
I know. I'm going. I'm doing it. Bucky Irving.
You're going with the cream.
I'm going with the cream. The cream in the clear. Let's go, baby. Call me Barry Bonds. Because I'm going with Kareem and the clear. David Montgomery is now called the clear. All right. So we're starting Kareem Hunt then.
Yeah.
We kind of talked about Nuke Hopkins. You're starting Patrick Mahomes, quarterback 9, and Travis Kelce, you're starting him if you got him. So
yeah.
You're done with the Chiefs. Let's talk about the Panthers. Is it Jatavion Sanders season?
Woo-hoo! Yes, it is.
I hope so, because my decision in my home league at tight end is Jatavion Sanders or Noah Gray this week. So
I hope you go with Jatavion Sanders. I am picking up and playing Jatavion Sanders this week. So, yeah.
I just did it.
I did it, everybody. So Jatavion Sanders, he has at least 60 yards or a touchdown in 3 out of his last 4 games. Only two targets last week, but the week before that, five. He has at least five targets in four of his last six games. He's just getting volume, mostly because there's nobody else on the Panthers. They traded Deontay Johnson. Adam Thielen's still hurt. Jalen Coker can't do anything. Xavier Leggett can't do
anything.
Isn't
Thielen playing this week?
He's doubtful.
Oh, is he okay. Doubtful? Then I'm for sure in on Jatavion Sanders.
Yeah. And then the Chiefs are fourth in fantasy points allowed to opposing tight ends. So, like, they are the theory, like, the original streamer for this week or this season. Remember, that was Isaiah Likely week one was against this team. So, I think it's Jatavion Sanders season. I think you're playing Chuba. You're Jonathan Brooks.
Yeah, don't play him.
Yeah, you're going to see what he can do from your bench. I think Jalen Coker and Xavier Leggett, see what they can do from your bench.
I agree on all of those. Yeah, I wouldn't play any of those guys. Mike, what do you think about Chuba this week?
Against the Chiefs defense? I'm not a big fan of it, but he's like the only guy in the backfield, so I think... He should be pretty good.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, I don't like the matchup at all. I think it's maybe the single worst matchup that you can have against a running back right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But as you said, I mean, even with Brooks playing in this game, I don't think it's going to affect Hubbard's workload at all. I think Brooks just takes the snaps that Miles Sanders was getting. So, yeah, I have Hubbard at 20. I think you probably still play him in most cases. Maybe you have situations where you don't need to, but I think he'll be fine. I think he'll get you like 12 points.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough matchup, but I still think that you're going to play him. Like, even though I don't like Chuba, it's like the worst case scenario is that it's a volume play.
Right.
That's the worst case scenario. So... all right, and that's it for the Panthers and the Chiefs, and of course we all have the Panthers
losing.
Walker, how did you know where I was going? All right, Titans and Texans. Titans are 2-8, Texans are 7-4. Houston 8-point home favorites. 41.5-point over under for the Titans. Roger McCreary and Justin Hardy are questionable, or as they call them here in California, Justin Carls Jr. Jack Gibbons, L'Jarius Sneed, Tyjae Spears, and Leroy Watson IV are all out. For the Texans, Denico Autry is questionable. Foley Fadukasi and Blake Fisher are out. Free space for the Titans. You are starting Calvin Ridley as a boom bust wide receiver 3, correct?
I think he's higher than that at this point.
You think he's higher than that? Okay. Receiver 2?
Low end wide receiver 2, yeah. 22 for me this week.
Okay. And then Tony Pollard, I feel like, is also a volume-based running back, too. Tony Pollard or Chuba Hubbard?
Chuba.
Yeah, I'd go Chuba.
Tony Pollard or Javonte?
Pollard.
Tony Pollard or... I got nothing here. Tony Pollard or J.K. Dobbins?
Dobbins.
I think it's a J.K.
Dobbins
Pollard.
Revenge game.
Revenge game. Double That's revenge game. It's also the Greg Roman revenge game.
And the Gus Edwards revenge game.
Oh my God. It's a triple revenge game. There's revenge all over the place. What is this, damn Kill Bill?
Wow.
All right. That's enough of the Titans. Don't get cute and start anybody else.
The Titans? You mean the Titans? Yeah. We're talking about the Titans.
Talk about the Texans. Walker, it's your question.
Yeah. CJ Stroud or Tank Dell? Who scores more?
CJ Stroud. Like, Tank Dell, I need to see it. Tank Dell has been, like, last week it was 4-for-54. That was this literally exact same line as Nico Collins, but I think that Nico Collins in his first game back, it's not a good thing. That Tank Dell
also had a 75-yard touchdown called back for penalty.
That's the other thing that I was gonna say. I don't think it's a good thing that he's doing the same as a guy first game back from his injury, and he was supposed to be blown out of the water because of the stupid Laramie Tunsil penalty. So yeah, I think it's CJ Stroud pretty handily over Tank Dell. I think Tank Dell will get you like 10 PPR points. But I think it's going to be like, it could be a 2-touchdown Nico game.
Yeah. So
that means more for CJ Stroud.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Yeah, I agree with Jeff.
Yeah. I would go Stroud as well. I still don't think I would start him, but he will score more than Dell. I agree. Also, yeah. I have a proposed new nickname for CJ Stroud.
Okay.
Stroud Boy.
Stroud Boy got banned from our Discord.
Is that the guy that was too annoying?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I didn't even know there was a guy in the Discord named that.
Yeah, Stroud Boy. He got banned for being too annoying. Shane dropped the hammer, and I was like, "Yeah, that's fine."
Shout out Shane.
We gave him every chance to not be annoying about this. He was being very ornery about the fact that he didn't know that Mike McDaniel is in recovery. And instead of going, "Oh man, I didn't know that," he was like, "Well, how was I supposed to know that?" And we're like, "You know what?
You're done. look it up. I don't know."
Yeah, get out. All right. So Joe Mixon, nothing to talk about there. Dalton Schultz.
No.
Mike.
No, not
for Dalton under Schultz. No circumstances should you play Dalton Schultz.
Wow. No. Dalton Schultz or me.
Can people even pick you up into a fantasy league?
Okay, first of all, so last time I played organized football was in eighth grade flag football. I was a tight end. And in my last game, I scored a touchdown. So, me or Dalton Schultz?
I think I'm going to have to go with Jeff Crisco on this one.
Yeah, Crisco. Let's do it the Crisco.
5'11" NFL tight end. Getting absolutely obliterated. obliterated by the Titans defensive line.
I mean, I'm basically like, what if Connor Hayward was a fat slob? Connor Hayward was a fat
slob. Oh boy. Speaking of Hayward,
clip that for the intro.
Done. All right. I think that's it for this game. Nothing else to talk about. Damian Pierce is like, what if Damian Pierce was a fat slob?
Damian Piss.
Got him. Speaking of piss, Broncos at Raiders. Broncos 6-5, Raiders 2-8. Denver 5.5-point road favorites, 41.5-point over under. For the Broncos, Zach Allen, Josh Reynolds, and Drew Sanders are all questionable. For the Raiders, Zamir White, Alexander Mattison, Nate Hobbs, and Jakorian Bennett are all doubtful. Harrison Bryant, Andre James, Jack Jones, and Cody Whitehair are all questionable. Walker, your question is again about two players in the Broncos offense, because that is how you have formulated the questions. I'm trying to see how long I can talk. Walker, continue.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going Javonte Williams or Devon Vele, my guy.
Javonte. I think this is going to be Bo Nix throws for a touchdown to Cortland Sutton. Bo Nix runs for a touchdown, and Bo Nix throws for a touchdown to either Javonte or Jaleel McLaughlin, and then Javonte just runs out the clock.
Yeah, that sounds about right, honestly, that he just has like 17 touches for 66 yards and he scores, and like three of them are catches, so he ends up with 14 points or something like that.
And Devon Bailey gets like 4 for 32.
56.
Oh, 56. Wow.
Yeah. So but I still agree. I think it's pretty clearly on the Williams side.
All right, Mike, Bailey or Javonte?
Javonte.
I want to talk about this Broncos backfield, because if you looked at all the pissing and moaning on like Blue Sky, the non-Nazi Twitter app, I need to find a tagline that's like the everything app, but, I know Blue Sky, the everything that doesn't suck app. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah. On Blue Sky, the everything that doesn't suck app, you would think that like Audric Estime had like no touches last week. Like,
I mean, they were mostly in garbage time.
Yeah, but still, he played. He had an opportunity to do something. He didn't do anything with it.
Yeah, that's fair.
That and I mean, it's not like Javonte had like 20 touches. He had like 13, I think.
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so it was almost a 50-50 split when all was said and done. So it's like one of those things where it's like, you're just bitching, okay? I'm sorry you spent all your fab on Audric Estime. I'm sorry you spent all the rest of the money you had left on Audric Estime. Couldn't be me, you know why? Because I spent a roster spot on him all year long. How mad do you think I am, okay? He was my boy.
Jeff, I finally started Audric Estime, Crisco, and he got me 2 points.
I didn't start Audric Estime. That's why I'm not as pissed off as everybody else.
There you go. Jeff, smart enough to bench Audric Estime.
Audric Estime has been chilling on my bench all season long. I was like, you could stay there, bud. So, Bo Nix. Has Bo Nix moved into must-start territory?
I mean, in a good matchup like this, yes.
Yeah, I think even in a depends on how bad the matchup is.
Against the Bears, I still don't think I would start Bo Nix. But, I mean, obviously against the Chiefs, he had a good game. Yeah, like in an average matchup, yes, I think Bo Nix, regardless, is top 12. But like, yeah, in those really bad matchups, I would still probably not play him.
Yeah, he's next week, I think he has his last bad matchup of the season. Actually, Chargers is going to be tough at the Chargers. So let's see what Bo Nix did against the Chargers the first time. First time, 216 yards, 2 touchdowns, a pick, and 61 rushing yards. So I would still start
pretty
him.
Good.
Yeah.
So
the Chargers defense looked pretty bad last week against the Bengals. So
yeah. So coming up, he's got the Browns next week, which is, I feel like, the only questionable one left. And then it's the Colts, the Chargers, and the Bengals in the fantasy finals.
Yeah, I don't really think there's. I'm gonna say yeah, he is must start.
Mike?
Just keep playing him.
I agree. Must
start. All right. And then Courtland Sutton's Mile High, Jacoby Myers. We've been through that.
Yeah, I have them back to back in the rankings this week.
Let's just say, I don't know. Let's just not say anything. I got nothing. All right, we all got Denver winning that game. 49ers and Packers. I've been released from caring about this team. It is a glorious feeling. Niners are 5-5. Packers are 7-3. Why is Jeff released? Nick Bosa, Brock Purdy will both not be playing. Neither will Charvarius Ward. And less impactful, Kevin Givens, Tatum Bethune, and Jacob Cowing also won't be playing. Trent Williams and John Feliciano are questionable. For the Packers, Jair Alexander and Edgerrin Cooper are out. Colby Wooden is questionable. My question for this game was, can the 49ers get their act together on offense? I have a new question. Can you trust any 49ers wide receiver with Brandon Allen? Allen under center.
The only one I probably could trust is George Kittle.
Possibly the third ranked quarterback with the last name Allen in the NFL. Behind Josh and Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle versus Brandon is a really close race. Which is not what you want to hear.
No, it is not.
I would try not to. If you have to go with one, I would go with Juwan.
But just a lot of short area stuff.
I would really try not to. Yeah, I feel like the bull case for Juwan Jennings in this game is like 9 catches for 65 yards.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of volume. It's going to be Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, Tech Pro Jacoby Myers for sure.
Yeah. All right. So no Debo then. Debo has been really great. Last week he's been scoring like 12-ish PPR points without a touchdown, but I think the ceiling is lowered for all the 49ers. I think this kind of puts Debo, unless you're in a real roster crunch, and if you can get away from Debo, I agree. I probably would not want to start Debo this week. It's kind of like how I felt with Evan Ingram last week, where it was like, I'm gonna start you and I'm gonna be relieved if you don't goose egg me, sort of situation. Where it's like I kind of got stuck.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I'm amending my rankings right now. I have Debo at 27.
Okay.
Which still seems a little high, but I just can't get any of the guys below him above him.
All right, how about this? Debo or Green Bay Debo, Jaden Reed?
I'd go with Reed.
Mike, Debo or Jaden Reed?
Yeah, I'd go with Reed.
Debo or JSN?
JSN, easy.
Pretty handily.
Yeah, JSN.
Debo or Calvin Ridley?
Ridley.
I might go Debo here.
Okay, Debo or Roma Dunze.
Debo.
Debo.
Okay. All righty. And then Christian McCaffrey going to play. Mike mentioned George Kittle. It doesn't matter. When people worry about George Kittle, I remind them that he had his record-breaking tight end yardage season with like Nick Mullins and Brian Hoyer. So he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
He's still a starter for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, Mike, let's talk about a Packer on the other side.
Josh Jacobs, over under 90 total yards.
Under. I think so. Both of these teams are very slow in pace of play. Yeah. And so it's going to be a real like slobber knocker game where you're not going to have this thing where Josh Jacobs is getting like 22, 23 carries because the Niners are just like rushing on their side of the ball. So I think that it's going to be under 90 total yards, but I do think he scores a touchdown. The 49ers inside the five have gotten really bad this year.
Yeah, I think I'll go under as well, just barely. Maybe like 79 yards.
Okay. Mike, what do you think about your own question? What do you think, over or under?
Well, the reason why I put it at 90 was because the 49ers averaged 79 yards on the ground. And then I figured he'd get a couple of receptions. So I think he'll just get over the 90-yard mark.
Yeah, 49ers have not allowed a 100-yard rusher this year.
That's going to change when they face the Lions.
Nah, because see what's going to happen is Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get like 95 and David Montgomery is going to get like 92.
Oh, I see. That's even better, actually.
Yeah, it's even better. But they haven't even allowed a 90-yard rusher this season. That's pretty crazy.
Wow. I mean, that's going to change when they face the Lions, baby.
No, because I'm gonna revise that down. Jahmyr Gibbs gets like 85.
And David Montgomery with 81.
That's right. Revising it down just enough for me to still be correct. The only reason I was thinking about it on the drive home, I was like, do I really want to go to that Lions game? That's going to be a fucking bloodbath. But it'll be great because either Purdy is going to be playing hurt or not playing, and then I can be like, well, what did you expect?
Mm.
So I already have my reverse shit talk planned.
I mean, it's going to be a cathartic beatdown because of what happened last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what the Lions do. They, if you wrong them, they exorcise the demons.
I remember when the Colts were that good. Long ago.
I remember when the 49ers were that good. It was last season.
Yeah, remember when they beat the shit out of the Eagles?
That was really funny. That was really funny.
Oh, God, that was good. All right, I got my good feelings back. All right, so what are we doing with the Packers passing game? No Charvarius Ward in this one, so it's going to be Dalmador Lenore, rookie Renardo Green. Can you start? We're starting Jaden Reed, right?
Yep.
What about Christian Watson?
Why not?
I don't trust it. He only had four targets last week. I think he's probably going to stick with about four targets. And considering he's Christian Watson, he's probably going to average more like 2 for 45 on those instead of 4 for 150. So no, thank you.
Okay.
Mike? 49ers.
He said maybe. Mike said, why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Okay. Tucker Kraft. The 49ers are one of the one of the top five teams in the NFL in limiting fantasy points to opposing tight ends. They more or less held Kate Otten in check, who's been running hot. Jake Ferguson, it took him six catches to get to 23 yards. They haven't allowed a touchdown at the position since week 5, and that was Elijah Higgins.
Hell okay. Yeah, of course it was.
The other tight, wait, hold on. The other tight end scored a touchdown. Austin Hooper.
Damn. So Luke Musgrave season?
Yeah, I guess Luke Musgrave season. And this is, by the way, they've played some actual tight ends. Like they played, like I mentioned, Kate Otten, Jake Ferguson, Travis Kelce, Trey McBride, Johnny Munt.
Although, to be fair, Trey McBride hasn't scored against anyone this season.
I know. It's crazy. Trey McBride, what are you doing?
More like Danny McBride.
Whoa. Hey, now, can you say that?
I don't think I can. Here's my Tucker Kraft take. I'd rather start Jatavion Sanders than Tucker Kraft.
Damn.
I don't disagree with that. By the way, remember when I was like, Trey McBride has scored a touchdown, and I got all confused?
Yeah. Right.
It was a rushing touchdown. That's what I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had a rushing touchdown against the Bears like 2 weeks ago.
Did he like QB sneak it?
I don't know. I just saw him celebrating in the end zone. So I knew I wasn't crazy.
Here, I'm gonna look that up real quick.
One rush for 2 yards, so I doubt it was a QB sneak.
I guess maybe he took a sweep or something.
Yeah, Trey McBride, a goal line sweep.
Hell yeah.
Shades of Jonnu Smith in Atlanta. All right. So that's it for the Packers. Jordan Love. Jordan Love?
No.
Rather not?
I'd rather not.
Jordan Love or Sam Darnold?
Love, yeah.
Jordan Love or Brandon Allen? No, I know you said Brandon Allen's your only quarterback that did not get ranked this week, Walker.
Yeah, that's not happening. It was a sweep.
It was a sweep?
Yeah, he went in motion from left to right and then stopped and came back right to left.
Ooh.
And then they handed it off to him and it wasn't going to work. And then he just juked a guy out and stiff-armed him.
Wait, did you say he went right to left and then left to right?
The other way.
Damn it. Because I'm going to say, what is he? The damn Democrats?
Whoa. Can he say that?
Bam, bam, bam. Sorry to get political, folks. All right. I just hit my elbow on the table and it hurt a lot. Speaking of things that are also sweeps, the Packers are going to win this game. We all think that. Cardinals at Seahawks. Cardinals 6-4. Seahawks 5-5. Seahawks 1-point home favorites. 47.5-point over under. Injuries in this one. Jalen Thompson and Darius Wright, Jonah Williams, and Xavier Thomas are all questionable for the Cardinals. For the Seahawks, Brady Russell is out. Noah Fant and Laviska Shenault are questionable. Mike, your question is about Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Sr. will not be top 20 this week, Mike.
Damn, I was hoping too. Colts need a receiver badly.
could Marvin Harrison Sr. still lace him up?
Yeah. Is Jr. going to finish in the top 20 this week?
I mean, I think so. Juwan Jennings last week. DeMarcus Robinson the week before. Keon Coleman the week before that. And Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, I have Harrison right at 20. But yeah, I would say it's above 50% likelihood that he finishes top 20.
Yeah, I think so. Here, I'm going to list off since week 4. These are all the wide receivers that have at least 16 fantasy points against them in PPR. Sun God, J-Mo, Darius Slayton, Wandale Robinson, Drake London, Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, DeMarcus Robinson, Cooper Kupp, and Juwan Jennings.
That's 10 receivers in like 8 weeks.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks because they had a bye. 7 weeks because they had a bye in there.
Okay. So 10. Yeah. 10 and 7. So they're giving up 1.5 good receivers per week. Okay. Yeah. I'm in.
And that means it's also Michael Wilson's season. Michael Will season.
I am currently adding Michael Wilson because Rashad Bateman was a late add to the injury report.
Oh, Rashad Badman?
Yeah, he's questionable because he popped up with a knee injury and didn't practice today. Plus, we have to wait until Monday to figure it out.
Yeah, I only listed for Monday games. I've started only listing guys that were DNP on Thursday and Friday. So, Mike, I think Marvin Harrison top 20. Also, because let's not forget, we will be without Drake London, Amari Cooper, Khalil Shakir, Jamar Chase. Ever heard of him? Bub Means.
Bub.
Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams and Ryan Thomas. We'll be without all those guys this week. So, yeah, I think top 20 is very much in the cards.
Cool.
All right. So you're starting Kyler. You're starting James Conner. You're starting Trey McBride. Anybody else?
No.
Trey Benson has double-digit PPR points in each of the last two games. If you are desperate, I'm emphasizing desperate, I will not make a face at you if you start Trey Benson. If you are desperate.
I'd rather start Amir Abdullah.
I would not. Because Dylan Lowry season. Notice how we said we're not starting anybody but Brock Bowers for that team. Actually, you notice something? We forgot to talk about the Raiders and nobody noticed.
Oh, we did. You're right. Well, there you go. The Raiders are the ultimate free space team.
Yep.
I just realized we forgot to talk about the Raiders.
Jeff was so excited to talk about his 49ers shit in the bed.
Please don't start Amir Abdullah or Dylan Lauby unless you're exceptionally desperate. They're going to be splitting touches on a very bad football team.
Yeah, also, Jacoby Myers is fine. He's a wide receiver 3 who will get you like 10 points.
Yeah, Jacoby Myers is regular Jacoby Myers. Mike, do you have any disagreement to any of that? Would you start Amir Abdullah?
No.
Mike, don't. No, don't do that.
No. All right, let's go back. Oh, my God. I both can and can't believe that we forgot to talk about the Raiders.
That's fair, yeah.
All right. On the other side, Walker, you want to know about it's interesting how many of these are quarterback and wide receiver.
Yeah, Geno Smith versus DK Metcalf.
Geno.
I'm only DK. I think it's a big DK game.
Are we talking Donkey Kong Country? A big DK game?
I'm thinking DK is going to finish first in this race. Huh?
Oh, the Diddy Kong Racing.
There we go. A lot of people say it was better than Mario Kart. You're hearing it more and more.
I really want to play it. I've never played it, actually.
Me neither, actually.
I have also heard that it's better than Mario Kart as well. Mario Kart 64.
Mike, have you ever played Diddy Kong Racing?
No, I think I did Mario Kart.
Yeah.
That one.
We got to get a Diddy Kong Racing League going. How is that? Is that possible? Can we do that?
Is that a thing? I do not know
how. Jamie, can you pull that up?
Jamie, can you pull? By the way, everybody's talking about how we need a leftist alternative to Joe Rogan. If you give me $150 million, I promise I will be as dumb as Joe Rogan. But on the left.
I will do drugs and talk out of my ass.
That's right. I mean, honestly, if you want a leftist Joe Rogan, you could probably do worse than Stavros Halkias, if we're being clear here.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah. All right. He had one of the finest discussions on leftism, which was, he was like, look, I'm dumb as shit, but I still think people should have health insurance. Yeah. that was his thesis. He's like, you don't have to read books to think people deserve health insurance.
It's true.
So, all right. Ken Walker, must start. JSN, must start.
Oh, yeah.
DK Metcalf or JSN?
Metcalf.
What?
Yeah. Metcalf, what? The number one receiver.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm dumbfounded because so you're saying DK Metcalf is must start as well.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Not that he's must start, but that he's higher than JSN. JSN has been a top five receiver in each of his last two games. DK Metcalf's been good too. All right, checkmate. Fine.
Fuck myself then.
All right, start DK Metcalf.
Yeah, go right JSN. Ahead.
What about Geno Smith?
I like Geno.
Geno Smith or Sam Darnold?
Oh, Geno.
Geno.
Geno Smith or CJ Stroud?
Geno.
I'm sticking with Eugene.
Eugene Cyril. I think we figured out his last name was
Eugene Cyril Smith. Yes.
Eugene Cyril Smith or Patrick Mahomes.
Gino.
I'm gonna go with Kermit.
Kermit.
Yeah. All right. I agree. I changed my mind. I forgot they were playing Carolina. So yeah.
Eugene Cyril Smith.
Checks matchup. Oh, Carolina. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
Eugene Cyril Smith or Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua.
Gino. I got one more for you.
All right.
Gino or Jared Goff.
Oh, Jared Goff.
The Goff.
Yeah, I'm going with Goff as well.
Jared Goff's gonna have a classic Jared Goff game. Six Tua. Passing yards, 25 passing touchdowns.
Yeah. In all seriousness, yeah, he's probably going to have like 225 and two with no picks.
Yeah. So I would go Jared Goff. If you need to swing for the fences, Geno, but I think Jared Goff has Jared a safer floor.
Yeah, yeah. Geno could give you like six. Jared's going to give you probably 15 minimum.
Yeah. I mean, Geno last week did not have a good game till the last, 13 seconds of the game. I know specifically it was 12 when he scored, but the play started. He started to run at 13. He was at like 9 fantasy points before that. So he does have falling apart.
We're just going to let Jeff marinate in that one.
All right. Cardinals win this one. We all have it. Walker, I don't think this is the sneaky banger of the week. I think this is a banger of the week. Eagles, Rams. Eagles 8-2, Rams 5-5. Devonta Smith out. Britton Covey questionable.
Devonta Smith out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Walker, adjusting rankings.
Well, I'm just deleting Devonta Smith.
Who are you adding?
Devon Vele.
All right. For the Rams, Charles Woods and KT Leviston are out, and Rob Havenstein is doubtful. For the Eagles, they are a full house free space team. Jalen Hurts, start him. Saquon Barkley, start him. A.J. Brown, start him. Dallas Goedert, start him, especially with no Devonta Smith.
Yeah, this is a great matchup for tight ends, too. With no Devonta Smith, I think Dallas Goedert's a top five play on the week.
I think so, too. And my Scott Fishbowl team with Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Dallas Goedert did not shed a tear at that Devonta Smith news.
All right, I love the Eagles.
Yeah, dude. Call me
Big Dom. This guy's Big Dom.
That's right. I'm Big Dom lover. I should change that to my my quotation mark thing.
Big Dom lover, Crisco.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the Rams. I think the Rams might be in trouble in this one, and this is why I have Philadelphia winning this game. So the Eagles are absolutely destroying opposing quarterbacks. They are, over the last 5 weeks, they are allowing the second fewest fantasy points to opposing. I'm sorry, the fewest opposing fantasy point. Come on. Learn how to talk, Jeff. Jeff, learn how to talk. I'm looking at my reflection. Learn how to talk, Jeff. Eagles allow the fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks. They allow the second fewest fantasy points to running backs. That's what I was trying to say. That's like the stat that got mixed up in my head. They're allowing the fewest fantasy points to wide receivers over the last 5 weeks. Over the last 5 weeks, one wide receiver scored a touchdown against the Eagles. Jamar Chase, ever heard of him?
I have. Pretty good.
He's all right.
He's fine. Here, I can give you a complete list of guys that did it. Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, Darnell Mooney, Drake London, Mike Evans, Trey Palmer. Those were all in the first 4 weeks of the season.
They fixed something.
Like I said, Jamar Chase, the only wide receiver to score a touchdown against them. Also the only wide receiver to get over 50 receiving yards against them.
I think there will be one receiver to do both of those things, but I think they're going to be different receivers. I think this is going to be a game where Kupp finishes with like 46 yards on six catches, but scores.
Okay.
And Puka ends up with like also 6 catches for like 70 yards, but no touchdown.
That works. Also, I was hoping that you guys brought up, but Jeff, who did the Eagles play?
But did Jeff, they play anybody who did the
good?
Eagles play? No. Deshaun Watson, Danny Dimes, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Cooper Rush, and Jaden Daniels.
There's 1.5 good quarterbacks there.
Fraud alert. Fraud alert.
Yeah, the Eagles are not as good as their record, but they're still good.
Yeah, no, they're still good. They're not 8-2 good, but they're still good. I think they're going to be 9-2 after this week. I do think they beat the Rams, but
not me. Couldn't be me.
I agree. I would still start Puka. I would still start Kupp, but I would just stay away from Stafford just in case.
Yeah, I still have Stafford outside the top 12, even though I think the Rams are going to win. He doesn't run, of course, and good chance he only throws one touchdown.
Yeah. Puka Nacua.
Mike, what do you think about Stafford?
I think he should have a good game. I mean, whenever they got that fully loaded offense going, they're pretty tough to stop. So I'm going to say no. I don't think that Eagles defense will stop Matt Stafford.
Ooh, they got the They got the damn baked potato offense.
When they're fully home.
Fully loaded, baby.
They got the damn Furby offense. Wait, that's a different team.
Yeah, no, that's the next game we're going to talk about. Also okay. In SoFi. By the way, we need to talk about how there's back-to-back. There's Sunday night and Monday night football in SoFi this week.
They're going nuts in SoFi. They could have the same crew do everything if
that's true.
It worked that way.
What if the Rams-Eagles game took a really long time and Ravens-Chargers like had to wait?
Yeah, but the problem is that after one overtime, it's a tie.
Yeah, but these teams are really like there's like 95 penalties, so this game just takes forever.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's time.
All right. Kyren Williams hasn't scored a touchdown in 3 straight games, but you're still starting him. So his ranks have been a little low, but that's why. All right. I got the Eagles. Mike's got the Eagles. Walker's got the Rams.
Yes.
Ravens at Chargers. Ravens are 7-4. Chargers are 7-3. Injuries in this one. Travis Jones, Sanusi Kane, Arthur Millett, and Roquan Smith all did not practice on Thursday and Friday for the Ravens. Same caveat that we give every week. Check the official practice reports for Saturday for Monday Night Football. They act as the same as the Friday reports for all the other games. For the Chargers, AJ Finley and Denzel Perryman were DNPs on Thursday and Friday. This is Walker's game of the week. Also, it's the Harbaugh, baby. Harbaugh. All right, Walker, you want to know about the Ravens, their top 2 weapons.
Yep. Who scores more points, Zay Flowers or Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry, baby. Derrick Henry's getting 2 rushing touchdowns.
Ooh, I like that. I think Derrick Henry is the answer here.
I agree. Yep. I have Henry running back 11, Flowers wide receiver 17. But yeah, I think probably more something like 17 points for Henry and maybe 14 for Flowers, 15.
Yeah, Zay Flowers, 14 would be spot on his season average of 13.9.
There you go. And I think this is a middling matchup. So, yeah, I like that.
You want to hear some shit?
For Henry, but...
Yeah, but he'll score 2 touchdowns. He'll get the goal line carries. You want to hear some shit? Zay Flowers is 8th in total fantasy points at wide receiver this season.
Is he 17th in points per game?
He is 17th in points per game.
There you go.
Bam.
I wasn't looking at that either.
Actually, I lied. He's not 17th. I just agreed with you. He's 23rd.
Whoa. Jesus.
He's behind Terry McLaurin, Jaden Reed, Alan Lazard, Puka Nacua, Josh Downs, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He's
behind Alan Lazard in points per game?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Has Alan Lazard been injured for like a month?
Yeah. Alan Lazard's only played 7 games.
Oh.
Alan Lazard hasn't played in a while.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I know he had multiple games. He had like 2 touchdown games and didn't do anything else.
Yeah, it ruled. Also, Rashee Rice, rest in peace. Wide receiver 2 on the season in points per game still.
Nice.
Jeff teams, they're still pretty good, but they could be better.
My Rasheed Rice, my big beautiful boy. All right. you're starting Lamar Jackson. Walker mentioned Rashad Bateman was a late addition to the injury report this week, so you're probably not starting him. Mark Andrews didn't do great last week. He scored touchdowns in five straight games before that, though. Are we going to go back to Mark Andrews? And a crazy high over-under, the highest over-under of the week, tied with Lions-Colts.
I would try to find a different option.
Okay, Mark Andrews or Dallas Goedert.
Goedert, for sure.
Pretty easily.
Goedert, yeah.
All right. Mark Andrews or Will Disley.
Disley.
Mark Andrews or Kate Otten.
Otten.
Otten, yeah.
Mark Andrews or Hunter Henry.
Henry.
Mark Andrews or Sam Laporta, a decision that literally nobody is making.
Yeah, Laporta. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So let's talk about the Chargers. So my question was kind of I was going to originally put it in there facetiously as is Will Disley must start for the rest of the season. But non-facetiously, Will Disley has a really good a set of matchups coming up against tight ends or teams against tight ends. So this week we've got the Ravens, who the Ravens are just a sieve in the passing game, and they're probably not going to have Roquan Smith. Mm. So that also affects their defense against against tight ends. So after that, he has for the rest of the year, he has the Falcons. Who can guess where the Falcons rank in fantasy points allowed to opposing tight ends?
I think they're allowing the third most.
Mike?
Fifth most.
They are ninth in fantasy points allowed to opposing tight ends. Then we've got the Chiefs, who I already mentioned, are fourth. We've got the Buccaneers, who are third. Then you've got the Broncos. Broncos are where this kind of takes a shit. 25th in fantasy points allowed to tight ends. Hmm. But that's why I said the next month. Will Disley must start for the next month?
Yeah.
Pretty close. I don't think I'd go that far because we'll have weeks in there where we don't have any buys. But I think at least temporarily, yeah, you can play him.
Okay. You said, okay, guys, what were you going to say, Walker?
Yeah, I have, you guys get to pick who my, ceremonial wide receiver 50 is now that I've removed Rashad Bateman. It will either be, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine or Noah Brown.
Give me NWI.
I like that. Yeah, NWI.
Okay, cool.
Stands for Knicks with Attitude.
Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Now I have to resize my column.
All right, Noah Brown.
No, I already did it.
All right, fine. All right. Okay, so elsewhere on the Chargers, Ladd McConkey, he didn't make the list because he wasn't DMP two practices in a row, but he did miss practice this week with a shoulder injury. Something to monitor, but I think you're playing Ladd McConkey. Is Quentin Johnston must start this week? Quentin Johnston, I did say the T. The Ravens allow the most fantasy points per game to wide receivers. Justin Herbert is chucking the ball all over the field. Is Cuch must start this week?
Yes, I think you should play him this week. And then if your league hasn't had a trade deadline yet, you should trade him.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, well, he scored, what, three in a row now? Three touchdowns in a row, so that's probably going to dry up. But I do like the matchup, so yeah, one more week.
All right. Guess who's switching him into his flex spot? Let's go. Just off the top of my head, quick question: Bucky Irving or Quentin Johnston? Just idle question.
Bucky.
Okay, so he's not must start.
No, I guess not. I mean, it's the wide receivers are weak this week.
They're weak. Not on. Couldn't be me. I have Sun God, Puka, and JSN.
There you go.
All right. And then Justin Herbert.
Yes, absolutely.
Where does Justin Herbert rank for you this week, Walker?
Number six.
Mike, do you agree?
It's hard. Well, I might even have him higher than six because they're playing the Ravens. So,
all right, let's play this game. Walker, who's five?
Jalen Hurts.
Hurts or Herbert?
I'm going to go Herbert.
Ooh. Who's four?
Bo Nix.
Herbert or Bonix?
Against the Raiders, I'll go Bonix.
Okay, so he's four for Mike.
Yeah, I mean, unless he might have him ahead of other guys I have up here. I mean, my number three is Lamar in this game.
Lamar or Justin Herbert, Mike?
I'll probably go Lamar just because he had such a bad game last week.
Yeah, that's fair. Number two is Baker against the Giants.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then number one, Daniels.
Yeah, that's probably Dobby. That's, yeah. That's
okay. Dallas is just so bad.
Yeah, Dallas is dog shit. Okay. Ladd McConkey, if he plays, I kind of feel like you have to play him. He's just worst case. White Jacoby Myers.
I mean, I think he's white.
Has he transcended white Jacoby Myers? That's what I was going
to. Yeah, he's white JSN now.
Half a JSN is white JSN. Isn't JSN mixed?
Yeah, but he's still not white, so.
Wow. Walker doing one drop rule.
Jesus. I am conscientiously objecting from the remainder of this conversation.
All right. Well, how about we end the episode then?
Sounds good.
All right. Before Walker starts saying old timey slurs.
I won't be doing that ever.
Like,
to be clear.
Quadroon.
By the way, Jeff has the Chargers winning the Harbaugh. Both have the Ravens winning it.
Let's go, Herbo! I believe in my psycho ex-coach. So, that's week 12 for you. It's in the books. Well, it will be in the books on Sunday. But this episode's in the books. So, for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care. And, whoa, Walker, put the calipers away. We're not doing that. Bye.
Bye.
I don't own calipers.
We got Rico Doodoo. We got Ezekiel Excrement.
We got Deuce. Don't have to do anything to that.
Yeah, Deuce Vaughn. And then we've got Dalvin Took a Shit.
Dalvin Took a Shit. There you go.
Hunter Lupoopki.
Lupoopki. Hunter Poopki. Episode title.